The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating over 10 years on the air. Phone lines here are 605-4567. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment. Today, the 10th of June.
Good morning.
And I'm here with the world famous, the movie, the myth, the legend, Sue McClain.
Good morning, Carl. How are you?
Fine. 7:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community. It's your choice. Your health. It should be Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Sue's here with the weather, you know, what kind of day, you know, what special day it is, traffic reports. Let's get in.
Would you like a COVID-19 update, or you want to wait?
Yeah, we'll do that later.
Sounds good. Okay, today, sunny and hot with a high of 97. Tonight, partly cloudy and a low of 63. 94 degrees tomorrow under mostly sunny skies with mostly cloudy skies tomorrow night and a low of 62. A 40% chance of showers for Friday. Possible rain for Saturday as well with a high of 82 for Friday. 75 for Saturday with lows dropping down in the 50s overnight. Then decreasing clouds Saturday night with a low of 54. And by Sunday, sunny once again with a high of 86. It's mostly clear in downtown Redding. Red Bluff is 65. 64 in Anderson, 61 in the city of Shasta Lake, and 63 degrees in downtown Redding. We do have a lot of construction underway, especially between Redding and Anderson as they continue to widen Interstate 5, traffic reduced to 55 miles per hour. Also construction this morning on Cascade Boulevard. If you're traveling between Redding and the Oregon border, expect delays just north of Shasta Lake, closer to Dunsmuir, and near McLeod. If you're traveling 299 West, expect delays between Weaverville and Willow Creek. Also, Highway 36 affected by ongoing construction. We do have construction as well this morning on 99, 299 East, and near Mineral. That's Route 36 as well. Thanks for joining us this morning. Now, Carl, back to you.
Okay. All of that is brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, located in Anderson, locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3793. And I'm here with Robert Burke.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello. What is it? You sound like Elmer Fudd. I'm going to get that wascally rabbit. You got to go to bed earlier, son.
Yeah, I know.
If you're going to soar with the eagles, you can't hoot with the owls. Okay. Hey, big news.
Yes, big news. Gavin Newsom, I believe it was yesterday, I think early in the morning, he announced that movie theaters officially have permission to open in California on June 12th.
Okay. What kind of weird rules? You can only have two people in the theater.
There is very limited seating, mm-hmm. and I believe that there has to be much more time between show times than normal for the sake of sanitizing a majority of the theater. And the thing is, saying that they can open on June 12th doesn't necessarily mean that they will. Cinemark Theaters has come out and said that they are going to be reopening their theaters on June 19th.
Uh-huh.
And so they're probably going to stick with that release date. AMC Theaters was talking about doing July, like early July. So by saying this, it's most likely only going to be a lot of independent California theaters that are able to start, or not able, but that do actually start reopening again, mm-hmm. where the big chains, you will see a bit more of a delay. So in terms of Reading, the Cinemark 14 will be open next Friday, but the Valley 11 out in Anderson, you could see that one open as soon as this Friday, and I wouldn't be surprised if that was the case because theaters were hit.
They have new ways of sanitizing with the solution and a spray that they Wind River's using it out there, but so do many hotels, and airplanes use it, where they just kind of fog it, and it takes out as much as you can get from anything, and it does it quick. So then they can be in and out, so you can have it. So, yeah, everybody wants the movies to open up. But I hear AMC is in bad shape.
AMC is in terrible shape. They
may not open up.
This week they said they believe that they will open up again, but the likelihood of them staying open after reopening is very low.
So, yeah.
And that's the theater organization itself saying that.
Right. That's So if you can, they've had to borrow billions of dollars, and then they were already having a couple problems, but this just put the boot on their neck.
It was the perfect storm, really, because they had set up a lot of things to try to improve their theaters. Mm. Like nationwide, they had installed luxury recliners, and they started the new AMC A-List program, which was 3 movies a week for $20 a month. And they had started a bunch of new things like that, and they were just starting to see the turn of profits.
3 movies a week for only $20 a month?
It's similar to like MoviePass, remember, back in the day?
Yeah, but Cinemax was you pay this amount of money and you only get like one a month.
Which one?
I thought Cinemark.
Oh, the rewards program they have.
Yeah,
there.
I mean it's not worth it. I mean, who would do that?
It's more worth it in like the big cities where the tickets are, you know,
$20.
You get to get it down to $10 every single time, and you get one for
$10. Now that's different. Okay.
But we live in Reading, so it's not.
And it's like,
But it is the 20% off concessions. That's pretty nice.
Well, considering that's where you spend most of your money.
Yeah.
Okay, a movie coming out?
Yes.
I've got 4 minutes with you, son.
Okay, this week we have 3 movies coming out to different streaming platforms. On Netflix, the biggest one, a Spike Lee movie coming out, who, Spike Lee is known for directing Black Klansman and Do the Right Thing, Malcolm X. And
it's not unusual to see his name up there as Best Picture and Best Director.
Right. This one was initially going to have like an awards push, and they were going to release it in theaters, but they ended up moving it to Netflix. I'm not really sure the reason why, but I'm pretty sure that they're still considering an awards push, especially since the Oscars are letting movies that went straight to streaming be eligible.
This year?
Just this year. And the plot is 4 African-American Vietnam veterans return to Vietnam. They are in search of the remains of their fallen squad leader and the promise of buried treasure. And it stars Chadwick Boseman, and that will be on Netflix on June 12th, Friday.
And what's the name?
It's called Da Five Bloods. D-A Five Bloods.
Yeah. That could be okay.
Yeah. And then the other one that you have coming out is called The King of Staten Island. And this one is directed by Judd Apatow, who did The 40-Year-Old Virgin, Trainwreck, This Is 40, Knocked Up. He is a big-time comedy director. And this one is a bit more dramatic than a lot of his other work. He usually does straight comedies, but this one is looking like it's going to be a bit of a drama as well, outside of just comedy. And it's about Scott, who has been a case of arrested development ever since his firefighter father died when he is 7. Now he's reached mid-20s, having achieved little, chasing a dream of becoming a tattoo artist that seems far out of reach.
I think I've seen a trailer on it.
Yeah.
They want to know what's tattooed on his forearm. So, and he says, it's the day my dad died. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
And that one is going to be on streaming services available to rent.
Okay.
And then the last one is a Disney movie that's going directly to Disney Plus. This one was originally planned for theaters, but with all of them shutting down, they moved this one to the streaming platform. It's directed by Kenneth Branagh, who typically does Shakespeare, so this is a weird pick for him. And it's called Artemis Fowl. The story is, with the help of his loyal protector, Butler, 12-year-old genius Artemis Fowl, descendant of a long line of criminal masterminds, seeks to find his mysteriously disappeared father, and in doing so, uncovers an ancient underground civilization.
Oh, okay. That's a kid movie.
Yeah, it's a kid movie.
Which means I'll probably enjoy it.
And it's kind of an adventure movie as well. The early trailers didn't look particularly great. And that's ultimately, I believe, why they moved it to Disney Plus, is because they'd spent a lot of money on it. I think the budget is $125 million, but not many people were excited about it. When the first trailer came out, it got a lot of hate from a lot of people.
Wow.
Yeah. I didn't think the trailer looked all that terrible, but it definitely looks like a formulaic kids movie.
How would you like to spend $125 million on a movie and all the critics dump on it?
Yeah, and then you just throw it on a streaming service.
Okay, very quickly, has there ever been a movie like that where they all hated it, but it became a big hit?
The Transformers movies are the perfect example of that. Those all went on to make, like,
billions.
The second, third, and fourth.
Billions.
Yeah, billions of dollars, and the critics
everybody hated it.
Yeah.
If you watch one, you can kind of understand it, but if you're in that age group, you know, they make movies for specific age groups, and that age group just kills it.
And not only that, but the Transformers movies made a ton of money in China, because in China, it's about the action and the explosions, and the Transformers movies definitely deliver on that.
Okay. Hey, Robert, thanks so much for being with us.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll set a time up and get a little more time with you, but today's pretty busy. Take care. Okay, now we're going to have a quick break. We're going to come back with Ross Marchand from the Taxpayers Protection Alliance, and what he wants to talk about is ending qualified immunity for police. What's that mean, and what kind of impact would that have on police departments and your city government and taxpayers? We'll be right back.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision. Thankfully, it appears that Coachmaster Repair is an essential business and fully prepared to repair any minor or major damage to your vehicle. With the invasion of the coronavirus, Coachmaster is taking all precautions for the safety of our employees and our customers. We have closed all traffic through our lobby to ensure proper social distancing and will be disinfecting your vehicle upon arrival and before delivery. With the effects and response from the virus, we feel fortunate to be able to maintain all of our employees. They will be here to provide all services required for a proper and complete repair. These are uncharted territories. Let's all work together for a full, safe, and prosperous recovery.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels from SunPower. And with the electric company's rolling blackouts, Powerhouse Solar can make sure your family is not left in the dark. We have generators and battery backup systems designed for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
back from our break. Yeah, welcome back to P5 Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here are 605-4567. And the 10th of June, 7:20 in the morning, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive right here in Reading, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. They have a selection from Native American jewelry to any type of bracelets or jewelry that you're looking for. Plus, they can also design and build pieces for you if you want something very unique. Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. On the phone today, we have Ross Marchand, who is a member of the Taxpayers Protection Group. Taxpayers Protection Alliance. Good morning, Ross.
Good morning. Great to be on your show.
Okay. Yeah, it's good talking to you again. We talked yesterday a little bit. Tell us a little bit about Ross Marchand.
What to tell you guys about Ross Marchand? Well, he's the Vice President of Policy of the Taxpayers Protection Alliance, and he's looking out for you to make sure that the government is not misallocating your hard-earned dollars.
Okay, that's pretty good. You've done a number of other things, including, I like this one, you interned to the Lithuanian Free Market Institute.
That's right, over in Vilnius.
That was Lithuania?
Lithuania is an interesting place for sure. A little bit of background on that. I am 5'7", so I felt like a hobbit over there, because I think the average height is something like 6 foot or above. So interesting to say the least.
Okay. Now, the reason that Ross is on today, you wrote an article or an opinion piece, and it was about ending qualified immunity for police. Can you explain to our listeners what qualified immunity is and where it came from?
Absolutely. So, a little bit of background. If someone wrongs you, causes you bodily harm, or otherwise any sort of harm, you can sue them, usually, and get some sort of monetary compensation. However, if a police officer or governmental employee or official does the same thing while on the job, you cannot, except under very rare circumstances, get monetary compensation as a result. And that is what is known as qualified immunity.
Well, it's just not for police. It's also for medical doctors in the military. Don't they fall under something like this?
Something like it. Qualified immunity specifically is for government workers on the job.
Yeah.
Your mileage may vary, and you see legal wrinkles when it comes to doctors, for example. Not exactly the same thing, but also has bearing on the topic.
Okay, and with this, with everything that's going on right now, you started off your opinion piece about George Floyd's tragic death, of course, but there's been other cases, and that it sometimes can take years for something to happen there, not in the George Floyd case. But so qualified immunity, can you give us some examples of excesses here?
Absolutely. Now, in this case, you do have police officers being charged for crimes. Now, you could be charged under the current legal system for crimes if you're a police officer, like murder or manslaughter or what have you. However, if you are a victim, you can't get monetarily compensated, and that is what is causing the issue. Examples are sort of tricky to come by because the problem is these lawsuits don't get going to begin with because of qualified immunity. So you have a lot of silent victims who would like to receive their due from police officers who are guilty of misconduct, but they cannot get their due. They cannot, because oftentimes they can't even bring a suit to begin with because of qualified immunity.
Qualified immunity, so your answer to this then is what?
To pretty much do away with qualified immunity. The reason why I say pretty much instead of just doing away with is if you just got rid of qualified immunity completely tomorrow, then you may face some sort of unintended consequence where police officers are more careful than they should be and decline to go after wrongdoers. I think the solution is to rein in qualified immunity, to reform the system that we have, to make sure that police officers are more careful than they are right now, but they're not too careful.
Well, that's going to be interesting when you're out there making that split-second decision. Being, I want you to be more careful, but I don't want you to get hammered on this.
Right.
So, but in your opinion piece, you said a fair system would reject this qualified immunity and introduce liability for the individual police officers, simply similar to how individual doctors can be held accountable for recklessly disregarding the lives of their patients.
Right, and this is something that we don't want to micromanage. You're absolutely right. We don't want cops having to make this split-second decision with all the things in the back of their head. So the thing that I look to as an example, as a model for reform, is what's going on with torts for doctors. Doctors also have to make split-second, life-altering decisions. And when they're thinking about this, they're thinking, well, I could be held liable if something goes wrong, but because there's something called tort reform across the states, I still have these protections. So because there's balance, you have doctors making split-second decisions, but with reassurances that they won't be sued for anything that is beyond their control. We just want the same thing for police officers, not out-of-control liability, but not the opposite situation either.
Okay, the insurance policies protect beneficiaries, and we're talking about doctors now, against a catastrophically large bill that would completely wipe out their savings and everything else. So, you know, I have two relatives, two brother-in-laws that are doctors, and they've both been sued for malpractice. The insurance companies wanted to just settle, but they said, you know, I didn't do anything wrong here. And they got them to fight it, and they won their cases. I guess the point here is that you would like to see police taking out a insurance policy if they get sued or get accused of something?
Yes, and this is something that would largely arise as a result of reform and qualified immunity. Because if there was a prospect, as is the case with doctors, if there was a prospect of liability just wiping out their savings, then there would be a motivation to get these insurance policies. And again, these insurance policies make sure that they're not going to wipe out savings. And if you did not have insurance, you had the prospect of unlimited liability, then no one would want to be a police officer and no one would want to be a doctor. So, again, we need some balance, some prospect for liability, but not endless prospect for liability.
You know, the many doctors are sued for malpractice over things that are frivolous lawsuits. So if I'm trying to grasp this is, if you know, if somebody arrests me and they rough me up because for whatever reason, you know, I may have been fighting them and I end up with a broken finger and my face punched in. Now, part of that was because I was fighting them. But then I come in there and I say, you know what, they brutalized me and I'm going to sue. How does this, do you see suits like this? Wouldn't there be many suits on like this if they knew they had insurance?
Well, the good news is, unlike with the medical profession, we do have things like body cams and dash cams where independent observers could see what is going on. That almost never happens in the medical context. But more broadly speaking, whenever you're in a profession that oversees and mediates life versus death situations, you're always going to have frivolous accusations. Nothing will stop that.
Right.
But you need to have some sort of reconciliation if someone is at the lethal end, right, of a police officer's actions. And we just don't have that right now. And that's causing all sorts of problems and misunderstandings.
Well, I see we're going to take a break right after this, but I've seen people sometimes when it's happened here in Reading where a guy's fighting the police, ends up dying because of he's got drugs in the system and all that. The family sues and they settle for it. They settle like a $6 million, you know, lawsuit out of court. They just, you know, pay him for that. With this insurance that police have, keep people from, will that end it? They cannot sue the cities then?
I think you'd still be able to sue the cities, and it really depends on what liability system arises. But the point is not what happens to the cities. because, I mean, it is largely beyond the control of the cities, even if they are partially responsible for a bad situation. It brings a little bit of personal responsibility in these sorts of situations to police officers, or at least forces people to examine what happened in that situation.
Okay. I'm with Ross Marchand from the Taxpayers Alliance, Protection Alliance. I probably got that wrong. What is it? Taxpayers
Protection Alliance.
Yeah, Protection Alliance. Okay. And we're talking about ending qualified immunity for police and the benefits to the community and mainly for taxpayers. And we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, Nick, I see you're on the phone. You've got a question. And well, you'll be up next. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Reading Home Helpers is the ones that will keep your loved ones in home where they're the happiest, where they feel the safest. And the amazing caregivers that Sharon has are all hand-selected. They've all gone through all the background checks, all the training, so you have no worries about the person that comes into your home. And Sharon will even do a personalized in-home consultation to make sure that everything works for your family. You're not going to get any better than that. Home Helpers have been voted best in the North State for like 13 or 14 times out of the last 16 years. Learn more at readinghomehelpers.com or call Home Helpers at 226-8350. We'll be right back after these messages with Ross Marchand.
Your morning update with us.
Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, "Our customers are warm friends." We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free5 Radio. Here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here are 605-4567. Here it is, the 10th of June at 7:35 in the morning. This portion of the show, and I guess it's apropos, is brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy's been doing this since 1993 and been very successful at it because she has helped her clients. She has helped people that weren't even her clients when it came to obtaining insurance for their homes, businesses after the car fire. She is an expert at finding insurance, the right insurance for you and your family. That's Judy Maxwell at Maxwell Insurance and Financial, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. You can give them a call at 221-0441. I'm here with Ross Marchand, who is the Director of Policy for Taxpayers Protection Alliance. And he's talking about how one of the ways to perhaps winnow out police that have got records of maybe excessive force or excessive violence is ending the qualified immunity for police. Ross, good morning and welcome back.
Thanks. Great to be back.
Yeah, we've got a caller here. Nick, good morning. You have a question? Hello, Nick. Are you on?
I am. Hey, thanks for having me on.
You
hey,
bet.
Ross, I've got a question and a follow-up. Does the qualified immunity extend to the press and the media?
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, did you hear that?
I didn't hear the question. I'm sorry.
Oh, he said, does the qualified immunity follow on to the press and the media? Should there be qualified immunity for press and media?
Honestly, I'd like to hear an elaboration of that, but, I mean, we do have freedom of the press in this country. If you slander or defame someone, I mean, there should absolutely be accountability. But in terms of police officers, I mean, we're dealing with life and death situations. And when we're dealing with life and death situations, there better be some possibility of legal accountability for victims.
Could I follow up on that, Carl?
Sure.
Okay, well, my position is that the media should be prosecuted and sued for damages for all of these because they have perpetuated the myth that George Floyd was more or less a choir boy, a gentle giant. And if you look at Candace Owens yesterday, when I saw it, he's got a criminal record that goes back to 1998. He's done 38 months in prison between 98 and 2005. The first one in 98 was theft with a firearm. And then in 2007, he did a house invasion involving a firearm against a pregnant woman, and he did 5 years in prison, being released in 2014. And they act like he was the pastor or something, and they have, in fact, fueled the fire that has caused all this havoc in our country. And they should be held accountable. That's my point. Thank you, Carl.
Okay, Nick.
And in response to that,
yeah.
I don't care if he's Saddam Hussein. He deserves a trial. He can't just be killed without due process. I mean, I'm sorry. We have a legal system where we hold people to the highest standards of accountability, including police officers. So, yeah, he may not have been a choir boy, but he still deserves justice guaranteed under the Constitution to all
yeah,
of us.
You know what,
and there better be legal accountability when that falls short.
Frankly, if he was anything he did, it doesn't make any difference what he did. He could have been the worst crew in the world once he's down prone and he's given up. What happened
exactly.
After? And Nick's not arguing that, I don't think. But this was a clear excess. But see, these guys got arrested, and we'll see what happens with the other three. But what you're saying here essentially is. Every policeman, when they come on the job, has to take out an insurance policy. And
yes.
And what and what is that for? If somebody says that you were too violent with me, then they can sue them in court. Because
that's the first. That is the first step.
Okay, so every time that this happens, though, it's investigated. They look at all of these, and through the police department, of course, and then the next statement will be, yeah, but it's within the police department. So, but can't a person sue an officer? So I can't say I get arrested and I get beat up for whatever reason. I can then sue the police officer for damages. Do you see where this could be the beginning of numerous lawsuits, though? I mean, in a place like Philadelphia, let's just say Minneapolis, you have 1,000 people suing 1,000 officers for excessive violence, let's say. Wouldn't that happen?
Sure, but there are already lawsuits and investigations up the wazoo. The question isn't the level of lawsuits and investigations. It's what could come of those lawsuits. And all I'm asking for and all TPA is asking for is something in the way of compensation for victims where there is found to be wrongdoing.
Well, but they have that, don't they? I mean, if they're found, if somebody feels that they've been wronged, I can sue not only the policeman and the police department, but then I sue the city and it goes to trial.
Right, but the city is going to wind up settling most of those claims, and that deals with them. And then taxpayers are footing the bill, which makes absolutely no sense. Why should you and I have to pay for a police officer's excess?
That's true, and if the police officer is excess, but when you look at, you used as an example the Freddie Gray case, that was looked at by the feds, the attorney general. It was looked at by the DAs, looked by the state, and none of those guys or girls were ever went to court, were ever charged with anything. And yet the city ends up paying $6 million to Freddie Gray's family for something that nobody said they did anything wrong. Is that right?
Yeah, there were investigations or lawsuits. I mean, the only difference that something like qualified immunity makes is who winds up paying. I don't want to have to foot the bill for what cops did to this guy. I want the police officer found responsible to foot the bill.
Okay. Well, no, and I understand that. That part, but then you get into the Ferguson, Missouri incident, and the policeman was found not to have done anything wrong. He did everything he was supposed to do. Of course, end result of that was riots and him having to move away from the town and all this, and money being given to Michael Brown's family. But it was found that he didn't do anything wrong. But they still settled.
Right. And nothing is going to stop, frivolous lawsuits, frivolous settlements. But whenever you're dealing, in a situation of life or death, and you have situations that have such enormous weight, I mean, you need to have a door open to some sort of restitution for victims. I mean, I'm not saying it's ever going to go the other way, but you need to have some sort of avenue where people could get their due if they were wronged by police officers.
Do you think if you did this and police had, had everybody has their malpractice insurance, wouldn't it have to be another law passed that the only amount you can get is from the from that officer himself? So that, I mean, that's what insurance is. That
yes,
I've got. And how much do you require them to have? $1 million? $5 million? And so say it's $1 million, so that the jury finds against them, so they give $1 million to the family. Which to me is a lot of money, but if it went, if they sued the city, it would be up maybe into the tens of millions.
Well, the good news is, if we were implementing the system 30 or 40 years ago, there was no notion of tort reform at the state level, so the damages could be unlimited, all sorts of legal abuses could happen. But since then, majority of states, nearly all states, have implemented tort reform and damages caps. In some way, shape, or form, at least for the medical profession. So with this wave of tort reform comes the opportunity to cap damages and bring damages down to earth. and make sure that you're not bankrupting people, and this isn't just some bonanza for lawyers.
Okay, so this would be something that in conjunction with a it has to be with tort reform that says that if you sue a policeman, if this ever happened, if you sued a policeman, the only amount of money that you would be able to obtain and would be the money from the insurance policy of the policeman, and you couldn't go after the cities.
Right, exactly. So you would be transferring responsibility from taxpayers to the offending police officers.
Well, I could see, but you'd have to have tort reform, and everybody would have to agree to that.
Yes, but the good news is now it seems like we're in a political environment that's a lot more conducive, it's a lot more open to tort reform than it was, let's say, a generation ago.
Well, considering that, and as you know, that most of the people on the state legislatures and other places are lawyers or have been lawyers, I'm not sure.
No, that is true. But because we got tort reform done over the past, let's say, two or three decades, I mean, that does give me hope. How it got done, I have absolutely no idea. But I know it did get done, which means that it could be expanded.
Is the Taxpayers Protection Alliance for defunding or dismantling police departments?
Absolutely not. And I think that we've seen over the past few days such irresponsible and over-the-top rhetoric that gets in the way of real reform. Cops put themselves on the front lines and protect people every day and protect these businesses that right now are being looted. So we need to make sure they have the protections that they need and they have the funding that they need. This is a basic function of government. We don't like government that much, but, I mean, we do champion the basic functions of government. But we need to make sure that police officers are doing their jobs in the right and balanced and even-keeled way.
Okay. Ross Marchand, he's the Director of Policy for the Taxpayers Protection Alliance. When I saw this, I immediately wanted to talk to you about it, you know, to get this out there because, you know, and to make sure, you know, to let people know that, no, you're not for defunding or dismantling police departments at all. You just want the cops that are, and everybody knows there are cops out there that aren't the good guys, where the vast majority of them are. There are ones out there like it appears this guy that killed Mr. Floyd. Who has had a series of incidents in his life as a police officer. And if he didn't have qualified immunity, if he had had your insurance policy, as you're talking about, after he'd been sued two or three times, he would have had his policy canceled. If the policy's canceled, then does the police officer lose his job?
Yes, if you're uninsurable, you cannot continue to practice as a police officer on the job. So that would have prevented a tragic situation like this.
Well, we hope.
We'll never know for sure.
We'll never know for sure.
To prevent future situations like this.
Okay. Hey, Ross, thanks so much for being with us today. And you know what? I lived in Croatia, and it's I think it's somewhat like Lithuania. They are all tall, and they walk everywhere. So.
It's a crazy sight. It's surreal.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thanks. Great to get on the show.
You bet. Okay, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Addison's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AddisonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our nine new family meals to go, like the breakfast combo family meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and four huge house-baked biscuits. Or the chicken fried steak family meal for four with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and two large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed three to four, so try all nine. Order carry out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features you with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to GFI Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 605-4567 is our phone number, 752 in the morning, and it's about, what is it out there?
63
today.
Today's high right around 97 or so, a low of 63.
Okay, my computer's doing the strangest things right now. It's dancing around with the music. So, going up to 96 today, wow. Hey, some comments here is I wasn't trying to put words into Nick's mouth. Nick had a good point there, that George Floyd was not a choir boy. In his last few years of life, from what I've read, that he had maybe turned his life around, but it makes no difference what he had done. And this is my opinion. It makes no difference what he had done. Once he was down and no longer a threat, what happened to him afterwards was criminally inept. It's not like the guy didn't know what this could do. It was just like he didn't care. And, you know, this is the other thing, is maybe had the policeman gotten to the point, he didn't care if the guy was white or black. I'm just going to do this because it's some kind of power thing. As it is, he's been arrested. He's in maximum security jail just for protection right there, and the other three police have been arrested too. Now, let's catch up on COVID. I think we had another case.
We did. We have one additional case in Shasta County, bringing the total to 47. Far, we have 15 people in quarantine at this point, 7 in isolation. Over 6,000 tests have been to date, and at least 5,954 have tested negative. So, you know, we have so many negative cases. Think about it. I mean, for us to continue with the shutdown, I still question the full shutdown. Well,
we need also to find out about antibodies. We need to get a test that measures antibodies so we can see how many people have been exposed, how many people, to see if, you know, the quote, herd immunity is there. And, you know, if we find out that millions have had this, many millions have had this, been exposed to COVID, it had no effect on them, it had a light effect on them. They had a week of the flu-like symptoms and they walked off. Or some people have just been exposed to it, have it, and they don't even know it. That, I think, is important, too, besides finding out who doesn't have it. The LA Times, LA, whatever it is, Times newspaper's got a page in there where they show every county in California and whether they're staying the same for COVID cases, they're going up or they're declining. And there's several counties like Santa Clara and a few others that it's COVID cases are on the upswing. There are several that are on that are declining, and but the vast majority of them, like Shasta County and these up here, there's no statistics. They're just even because there hasn't been enough cases to even get into this, to be listed as it. So that's what our 47th case in Shasta County.
Yes, in California, there have been 137,057 confirmed cases, up 3,029 yesterday, with 4,749 deaths, up 92 worldwide. Just over 7 million confirmed cases, with 404,000 deaths, up, once again, over 3,000 cases.
That's in the world.
In the world.
Yeah.
And, with Shasta County, it's, the figures are just so low. And yet they're still talking, got to keep, some of these, like the Shasta County Board of Supervisors.
This is, the other thing, too, it's kind of disappointing is that the city council wouldn't even look at opening up the council chambers until next, maybe sometime. I don't know if it's in a week or two, and then not open anything up until July. I don't understand their reasoning for that. You look at Shasta County, Board of Supervisors finally opened theirs up after their bluff was called, when they had a young lady out there with a bullhorn, but that brought impetus to them to say open up the chambers. Why the city council can't do the same thing and just put a microphone in the back of the chambers and you're 100 feet away from everybody, from the council members, I don't understand what is so hard about that. What is so hard about doing that? It's just common sense and it's easy, and you have somebody there with a Clorox wipe that after somebody finishes making their statements, their 3 minutes, wipe it down, spray it, whatever you have to do, put a plastic cover on it, let them come in, and the next person come in, and you can space them out side so they're 6 feet apart, so they just come in one after another, or open it up so people have the social distancing inside. And then people can move in and out that way. It's not hard. If the Board of Supervisors can figure it out, I would imagine the city council should be able to figure it out. Just go over and see what they did.
Absolutely.
You don't have to think for yourselves. Just go over there, see what the Board of Supervisors did. Take notes or send somebody. Send Barry over there. Barry had to do that. We need to open up tomorrow. What do you think? So, okay. I can't help it.
It's okay.
I can't help it.
I agree.
I see things like this, and I think, some of them have businesses. They're not social distancing at businesses. I love Dutch Bros. But I come up to Dutch Bros, they give me change and everything, I've got people handling my coffee. Are they wearing masks? I don't think so. I don't fear that something's going to happen for me if I get a cup of coffee from Dutch Bros. And then you got to look at the area we're in. We're in Shasta County, low numbers. People are walking. We have rodeos with 2,000 people there. We have protests with thousands of people. And that's some common sense. I was in Maxwell's yesterday because Maxwell's buying lunch for the crew. If you'd been here, you'd had lunch down there with us. And half price hamburgers on Tuesdays at Maxwell's, and they make great hamburgers. And when you ask for stuff, they bring it out in these little cups. Little cups of ketchup, little cups of hot sauce, little cups of mayonnaise. And I said, look, why don't you just defy Governor Newsom and give me a bottle of ketchup?
Oh, no.
Oh, no, we can't. No, we can't. And then, everybody else in there is going, yeah, defy the governor. Stand up. Stand up. In fact, we had a protest there. We didn't kneel. We all stood up and waved our hands.
The great ketchup protest.
The great ketchup protest. I mean, this is getting somewhat ridiculous. Oh, yes, would you like to have some A1 sauce? Well, here, I'm carrying some in my pocket in this little plastic bag. Here, put it on your steak. That's if you can get a steak, because there is no meat left out there. Hey, we'll be right back with the Chamber of Commerce and Jake Magazine.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Gut-wrenching testimony this morning from the brother of George Floyd, who died at the hands of police in Minneapolis. Illinois Floyd at a Capitol Hill hearing on police reform, telling lawmakers he's seen the video of his brother's life being snuffed out on the pavement.
I can't tell you the kind of pain you feel when you watch something like that. When you watch your big brother, who you looked up to your whole entire life, die begging for his mom.
And he's pleading with lawmakers for change.
George called for help, and he was ignored. Please listen to the call I'm making to you now, to the calls of our family and the calls ringing out the streets across the world.
Lawmakers, both Republicans and Democrats, stressing their commitment to reforming policing practices here in the U.S. Yesterday's primary voting in Georgia, plagued by technical glitches and other problems, as a Democratic Senate race remains too close to call.
With more than three-quarters of the vote counted, John Ossoff leads with about 49%, Teresa Tomlinson roughly 15%, and Sarah Riggs Amico about 13%. The winner must get more than 50% of the vote to go on to the general election, which many worry will have issues like the ones this one saw, with voters waiting hours, technical glitches with machines, and many saying they feel disenfranchised.
That's correspondent Julie Walker. The pandemic claiming a huge transaction in the retail industry as America's biggest mall owner backs out of a $3.6 billion deal to buy a major rival. Consumer prices down again last month, dropping a tenth of a percent. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed. Right now, the Dow is down about 301 points, while the NASDAQ is up 15 points, the S&P down 22. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I love golf. And I also stink at golf. I tried it all. The lessons, the special swing contraptions, the neon brush tees, the funny hats, the putting all of my change in my left pocket. I like to say I just happen to have a high golf handicap. My friends would say I have a high talent disadvantage. Luckily, while I might be fighting some disadvantages on the golf course, at our Faith and Family Mortgage team, we're lucky to be able to serve listeners with a unique advantage. Our team is an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. And for you, that can mean shorter turnaround times and often a lower rate, which could save you monthly and lifelong money on a new home, refinance, or cash out refinance. We or United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp. 25 Middle Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, Mississippi, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
A new report on the impact of the coronavirus on world economies, describing the outlook as dire, the assessment compiled by the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development.
In the light of the immense uncertainty about how the coronavirus pandemic might unfold, the OECD has assessed two alternative scenarios, one in which the virus continues to recede and one in which a second wave of contagion erupts later in the year. The report describes both as sobering. In neither can economic activity return to normal. The deep recession will be followed by a slow recovery. In the gloomier scenario, the decline this year would be very severe, more than 7.5%, and the recovery next year especially weak. By the end of 2021, the report says, 5 or more years of income growth could be lost in many countries.
The BBC's Andrew Walker, the virus has infected 7.2 million people worldwide. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The feds will try to stop a private salvage mission aimed at retrieving the Titanic's radio gear.
Federal authorities are arguing the expedition would break federal law and a pact with Britain to leave the iconic shipwreck undisturbed. U.S. attorneys filed a legal challenge before a federal judge in Norfolk, Virginia. The expedition is expected to occur by late August. The U.S. government filed its challenge before the same federal judge who ruled last month that the salvage firm could recover the radio. Its distress calls to other ships are credited with saving the lives of some 700 people after the Titanic struck an iceberg in 1912. Keith Peters reporting.
The military rethinking its tolerance of Confederate Army symbols. This includes whether to rename Army bases like North Carolina's Fort Bragg that honor Confederate officers who led the fight against the Union. Once again on Wall Street this hour, the Dow down 258 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating over 10 years on the air. Phone lines here are 605-4567. It's the 10th of June, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, your health, your choice. I'm here with Sue at the helm, and we're going to do the weather here. Maybe a little traffic. And what day is it today?
Today is Wednesday, June 10th. Today is Ballpoint Pen Day. It is Black Cow Day, Herbs and Spice Day, and Iced Tea Day. So we can celebrate iced tea. Okay. And today is sunny and warm, a great day for iced tea with a high of 97. Overnight lows dropping down to 63 under partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow mostly sunny and 94 with mostly cloudy skies by tomorrow night as those clouds roll in with a low of 62. Then a 40% chance of rain for Friday with a high of 82 and a low of 55. And it looks like we might see some showers early Saturday, then partly cloudy skies and 75 degrees. Saturday night, partly cloudy, then clearing for Sunday at a high of 86. It is mostly clear in downtown Redding. Red Bluff is 65, 64 in Anderson, 61 in the city of Shasta Lake, and 63 degrees in downtown Redding. Heavy construction this morning between Redding and Anderson as they continue to widen Interstate 5. Traffic reduced to 55 miles per hour. Construction on Cascade Boulevard this morning. If you're heading north on Interstate 5 or south between Redding and the Oregon border, expect possible delays just north of Shasta Lake, closer to Dunsmuir, down to one lane, and traffic slowing down near McLeod. On 299 West towards the coast, expect delays between Weaverville and Willow Creek. Highway 36 also has quite a bit of construction. 299 East as well. Also, Highway 99. So pretty much, if you're traveling up in the hills, expect delays. Now, Carl, back to you.
Okay. The weather and the traffic report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, locally owned, locally operated out of Anderson. You can give them a call at 365-3793. Hey, I want to remind everybody that the American Legion Local Post, Reading Post 197, will celebrate Flag Day this Sunday, June 14th, down at Sportsman's Warehouse. From 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., they'll collect old flags that you may have that have been weather-beaten and you've kept. So you can give them to the American Legion. They will retire those flags in the correct manner. And they also have small flags to give out and information on flag etiquette. That's Sunday between 9 and 1 at the Sportsman's Warehouse. Hey, I'm here with Jake Mangus, who is the CEO of the Reading Chamber of Commerce. And with him is Sam Larobardiere. You try to pronounce that one. That was close. And also Kate Grisham is on the phone. Grisham is on the phone from Cedar Crest Brewery. Sam, of course, has Theory Coffee. Is that right?
That is absolutely correct. And we have iced tea.
And iced tea.
Yeah,
and it's iced tea day.
Iced tea day.
Okay.
I've got hot tea right now, and I got a hot mic too, but I got hot tea, and it's delicious.
Okay. Right. Now, so somebody says here is today during this broadcast, they want you to emphasize the scholarship program and focus on the trades, not just college.
Hey, that's a really good point because that's what we're doing. Our scholarship application is open right now. We extended it because of everything going on in the world. We want to make sure that high schoolers and college students and parents of those high schoolers and college students have more time to get those applications in. And we have worked with Shasta College and with the Builders Exchange over the last couple of years in really putting an emphasis on getting the application into the hands of potential tradesmen and women. Welders, for example, there's a big deficit in welders across this country and a lot of blue-collar scholars, we call them. And a $1,000 scholarship, which is about the average check that I signed to the recipient, can go a long way for a welder. I mean, they get to buy their equipment, and they get to take that equipment with them on the job site. And the thing for us, too, is that if we help a student that's got a 4.3 GPA and they're going off to a four-year university, we think that's great, but chances of them coming back to the North State are not as good as helping someone who's getting into the trades and can make a difference in our local economy right away. Now, debunking that, though, is a guy by the name of William Wallace, Braveheart. But there's a guy named William Wallace. He's a young man who we gave a scholarship to each of the 4 years that he was at Franklin University in Switzerland. And he just graduated with honors. I did a Facebook or a Zoom interview with him on our Facebook page, and it talks about his experience at school and everything while he's trying to come back and work here. So that's pretty exciting. So not all these.
He makes snow skis. Is that his degree? So it's kind of. What do you get a degree in from Switzerland?
Well, this you would love to have him on this show, I think, because he worked for the energy department. He is a guy that's a political science guy, and he wants to get back into the community and. Continue or begin, I guess, his career, and we'll see where he goes. But the sky's the limit for William Wallace.
Cool.
So, yeah, June 30th is the application deadline. You can go to readingchamber.com to find that application and get it in. And the committee itself is a wonderful group of volunteers led by Barbara Harrison, who founded our scholarship fund years ago with Frank Strazzarino, and that is the namesake for the scholarship now, the Frank Strazzarino Memorial Scholarship Fund.
Okay. And now it was Sam. Sam, how long has Theory Coffee been there, buddy? It's been a couple of years.
Yeah. We opened March 3rd, 2018. So we've been around just over 2 years.
Yeah.
And
you were on when you first opened up and been on since then. But you're just around the corner here.
Yeah, we're neighbors. If you can, basically.
I went over there to get a cup of coffee, couldn't get in, couldn't sit down. You have too many people.
Well, we also have limited seating right now, so I don't know.
Well, no, this is when you first opened, man. I mean, you guys were clobbered.
I was just trying to make excuses. Yeah, we've been fortunate. We've stayed really busy.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's good. And I mean, you're in an ideal location in town, across from the what is that? The rehab center?
Oh, Empire Recovery.
Empire Recovery.
The historic Empire Hotel.
Yeah, right around there.
Yes. Right next to Napa Auto.
Yeah.
Well, but here's the other thing, too, is they're going to be right on the line for the Diesel Horse to Downtown bicycle path and pedestrian path connecting the world-class river trail into downtown Reading. So that's going to be exciting.
Yeah, you can put bike racks out there.
Talk about
we'll get world-class coffee on the world-class bike trail.
And gentrification is running amok there in that neighborhood. It's been really a fun thing to watch and behold. I had a chance to see Ryan Russell, our local architect, last week, and one of the projects that he shared with our group at the chamber was the Theory Collaborative space and what you've been able to do within that building. It's a historic building, but I know we've got just a couple minutes to go on this segment, looks like, but tell us about some of the changes made inside the building. What are people going to be treated to?
Oh, we had a lot of fun with the build-out at Theory. We knew that was our building before we even knew we were opening a cafe there, just because of the history of that building. The first time we walked in, we saw one exposed red brick wall, which is in the red brick district. And there just are not too many habitable buildings with that beautiful red brick. So what we did is we went through and we exposed every bit of red brick that we could. So what you'll find in there is a really cool, like, modern industrial vibe mixed in with that red brick that just brings back the history of that building.
No, I agree. If you look in on I was just checking to make sure I remembered right, but we left red brick here, and we could have they had covered up everything on our walls, but it was all brick walls. Mm-hmm. And if we wanted to take everything down to that, but that's not conducive for keeping sounds quieter. So, but we wanted to keep part of it. And this was Linda all doing all this, but she wanted to keep part of it in there to show that, where we were coming from. So,
yeah.
Starting a coffee company in a time when coffee companies are everywhere. Mm-hmm. We're going to take a break. When I come back, I want to talk to you about your reasoning. And,
that's great, yeah.
Because when I, years ago in San Diego, I took a small business course put on by, I think it's SCORE. And there's like 20 people in the room. And they're talking about starting a small business. And they went around the room and they asked, well, what business are you planning on starting up? I would say half, maybe even more, want to start up a, my coffee company.
Oh,
and I looked around there and I was thinking, well, I was going to do something. Maybe I should get into the coffee cup business. And it was, you know, now San Diego's larger, but in this one group, having that many people that wanted to start their own coffee companies, this was, gosh, 15 years, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
So, but it's a tough business. So I can't wait to hear your reasoning behind this when we get back. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Alliance Heating and Air can work on any type of HVAC system. They are experts. And I can just, you know, I love personal, when people talking about, how they, you know, on personal recommendations, and I can't say enough about Alliance Heating and Air. All of a sudden, the house went up to 86 last week, called Alliance Heating and Air. Michael came out, takes a look at it, says it's your capacitor, and had it fixed in and out.
A flux capacitor?
A flux capacitor.
Yeah, that's usually what I think of.
And a flux capacitor.
If you get 1.21 gigawatts in there, it'll take care of it.
And he replaces, he said, about five of them. Flux capacitor. Are you lying? It's a capacitor. Anyway, he replaces like five a day and because of Redding and its heat. And anyway, 30 minutes in and out. The house has been so much cooler after that. Give them a call, 221-2642, or learn more on their website at homecomfort.org. Flux capacitors, huh? I'm going to have to talk to you during the break here.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
Shasta College has been a vital part of this community for over 70 years. Look around. You probably know many of our successful graduates serving our community in high-demand, high-growth fields like nursing, law enforcement, accounting, communications, and agriculture. Summer enrollment is happening now. Call 242-7500 or go online at shastacollege.edu/apply to enroll for the summer semester. Classes start June 8th. Looking for a transfer? Save money and time by spending your first 2 years at Shasta College before you transfer to a university. High school students, summer is the perfect time to earn college credit with no tuition costs. Call 242-7500 or go online at shastacollege.edu/apply.
No tuition costs. Call 242-7500 or go online at shastacollege.edu/apply.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Elderly, they're not just people that are older. They're grandmothers that share their secret recipes. The grandpa that tells heartfelt stories of a much more simpler time. They're our living link to the past and a vital part of our future. While most are cherished, sadly, many are abused. Shining Care is providing an opportunity for our community to promote a better understanding of abuse and neglect of older persons by raising awareness and providing invaluable information during the free webinar on June 26th, 11 a.m. to 1:30, featuring world-renowned keynote speaker Paul Greenwood and an interactive panel
of local experts and officials. Topics including tips on elder abuse prevention for people of all ages, how to reduce the risk of elder abuse culled from his extensive criminal prosecution of felony elder abuse, neglect, and exploitation, plus info on COVID-19 scams, self-isolation with an older adult loved one, and the pent-up frustrations, and much more. Registration at shiningcare.org/events or 232-5543. Sponsored by PS2 Agency on Aging, Ombudsman, Cornerstone Community Bank, My Umbrella Marketing, and Marquis Shasta.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Welcome. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's not Sue, it's me. Everything about the flux capacitor, of course, afterwards, of course, came from Back to the Future. But I just fell right into it, didn't I?
I could go off on that, but I'll spare you.
Okay, Back to the Future, yeah. Yes.
Well, the only thing that could generate that type of energy is a bolt of lightning! A bolt of lightning! Anyway. My only advice to people,
yeah. If you've got the flux capacitor in the DeLorean, is don't go back to 2020.
That's right. Don't do that.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. This portion of the show is brought to you by Bastianti Arms. They're open for business. I think they have a few firearms left since everybody's been buying out firearms in California, but not so much up here, I think, in the North State, because most of us have firearms. A liberal Democrat up in the North State in Shasta County only has one AR-15, three rifles, a couple shotguns, and four pistols. You think I'm kidding. Bastianti Arms, great customer service, veterans discounts, classes for concealed carry, hunter safety. It is a great place. The only place I go to buy guns. Bastianti Arms at 2539 Larchburg, right here in Redding, open Tuesday through Saturday. I'm here with Jake Mangus, CEO of the Redding Chamber of Commerce. I have Kate Grisham is on the phone from Cedar Crest Brewery. And Kate, I'll be getting to you right after I finish this one segment here because I want to hear what you're doing down there. And she's on the phone from Red Bluff. Are you still there, I hope?
Good.
Okay, good.
I'm here.
Yeah. And
I'm
Sam,
just reminiscing on all of my Back to the Future.
Oh, Back to
the Future. Which
was your favorite one?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. Wait a minute, Doc. Are you telling me you built a time machine?
Out of a DeLorean?
Okay, we found out.
Great Scott. That goes with anything. So that's my favorite.
Okay. Let's just hang on there for a second.
I know this is heavy.
And Sam, Leroy Bardier. Bardier from Theory Collaborative.
That's right.
Coffee.
I'm here.
Why did you go into coffee, Sam? I mean, Sam's a former Marine. Thank you for your service.
Yeah, absolutely. My pleasure. I had a great time.
Yeah, so did I.
I went into coffee because basically I loved coffee. And also, I've always been a craftsman. Mm-hmm. My dad brought back some green coffee from Guatemala, and we experimented. We tried to roast it and had a few failed attempts, but it started something in me that, you know, those things that just grab you and they don't let you go. That was coffee for me. Roasting coffee, figuring out how to make it incredible. I roasted a lot of bad coffee early on, and I just knew I could do better. So I just kept trying to improve, and that's still the model here. We're just always trying
to improve.
Can
the difference between a good roast and a bad roast only be a couple minutes, or is it going to take you like an hour to do that?
Now, it's not so much minutes. It's profile. There's a starting point and an ending point, and the bean travels from the start point to the end point, and there's, you know, a million ways to get from the beginning of the roast to the end of the roast. So just there's a lot of technique involved, and just knowing what type of coffee you're dealing with, or are key indicators like elevation, processing, all sorts of
rainfall
varietals. Yeah, the terroir, which we use, which is a wine term as well, mm-hmm. really affects coffee.
Well, you've done this very well. You've been recognized by different organizations that find you all great.
Yeah, we've had some fun wins over the last couple of years.
What's the latest one that you all had?
The latest win, there's three really fun ones that I can tell you about. One, some people have heard of this, but we actually were Twitter headquarters in San Francisco. We were their roaster for 2018 or 2019 and 2020.
Wow.
We had to go down to Twitter headquarters and compete against a bunch of really great roasters from San Francisco. And then the Twitter employees got to vote on their favorite coffee, and we won. So we ended up landing the account for the entire year.
Did you say in your face to the San Francisco guys?
No, it was actually fun because a lot of them, you know, when we were starting our coffee shop, we would travel to San Francisco for inspiration. And a lot of the roasters that were in that room, we would have visited their shops and been inspired by them.
Oh.
And it was really just an honor to be in the room, let alone win. So that was cool. The other one, we've been competing for the last 2 years in the world's largest roasting competition. It's called the Golden Bean Competition. And it encompasses all of North America. So if you're a coffee roaster in North America, you can enter your coffee to be to be judged. We walked out of that competition 2 years ago with a gold medal in the espresso category. Not a gold medal, the gold medal.
You won.
In the espresso category, which is a really, really competitive category. And based on the way that we competed in that competition, we also got written up in what's called, it's Fresh Cut Magazine. The Fresh Cut Magazine is a industry standard publication for us as one of the top 30 coffee roasters in North America.
Wow.
So that was pretty cool.
Great work there, buddy.
Yeah, thank you.
Now, you've got something happening here. I mean, I don't know if, you know, you've got to get your arms around this, but Twitter headquarters, you're the roasters for them. Yeah. You might might go down and tell them to take a step back now and then from the coffee they're on. hey, perhaps only 4 cups this morning and not 6. But we're getting ready to have something. Are you sending something up here? Jake, you mentioned something.
Yeah, so as part of our Reading City Identity Project through the Chamber and its foundation, the Forward Reading Foundation, we had 20 ideas come to us from the community. 800 ideas come to us, and one of the top 20 was the idea of a coffee festival. And so we were looking for someone to lead the charge, and we could think of no one better than Sam and the team at Theory Collaborative. So you want to tell them what the latest is, that at least that you can share?
Yeah, we this has been an ongoing project that we've been, I would say we're still in the heavy brainstorming mode. But what we're going to do is we're going to take a weekend. It's looking like potentially November. And we're going to get all the coffee shops. We're not the only coffee shop in Reading. We're going to gather coffee shops and coffee roasters. And we're going to do a similar to a maybe Reading Beer Week-esque scenario. We're going to do a coffee weekend or a coffee festival. It doesn't have a name yet, actually. Working title would be Coffee Festival. And so what's going to happen is coffee shops around Reading are going to have the opportunity to showcase, to teach, to educate, to create interactive courses with our customers and anybody that's really interested in coffee and wants to know more about coffee. And then the idea is that we will culminate in some sort of friendly competition. There are some really fun coffee competitions. One that's really fun to watch is called Crush the Rush. So in coffee shops, as you were mentioning, Carl, we have a rush almost all day long.
Mm-hmm.
And Crush the Rush is a really cool competition where you have maybe 10 drinks, 2 teams, 10 drinks. They could be anything from a latte with a particular type of latte art on top, or made with a particular like alternative milk.
Like a light soy latte with two pumps of this and four of that, and leave some foam on the top.
Exactly. So the two teams are racing to finish their set of 10 drinks faster than the other team and with more accuracy because you get scored on speed and accuracy.
How about presentation?
That would be part of it.
I think you should be presentation too.
Well, there's another contest called a latte art competition. You know, everybody loves the latte art, and latte art competitions are where baristas individually go head to head and compete in a latte art competition. So the best latte artist in Reading will emerge.
How many coffee shops in Reading?
Oh,
I mean, it seems like there's a lot.
Yeah, there are a lot. I actually
10,
don't
12,
have a figure.
10 or 12.
I mean, it depends on.
I don't count
who you're lumping
ones.
In. I don't count Starbucks.
I never count Starbucks as a company anyway.
Yeah.
But I'd
say there's probably 10. I'd say there's easily 10 coffee shops. There's only 2 coffee roasters in Reading.
Okay.
Yeah. And and then there are quite a few coffee shops that are using other coffees.
Sure.
Yep.
Okay, I'm here with Sam from Theory Collaborative Coffee, and they've won a number of awards, it sounds like. So we've got the little, what is this, the little engine that can? That you all won the gold medal for America when it comes to espresso.
Yep.
I mean, in America against
North America.
North America, with hundreds and hundreds of competitors in this. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back with Kate Grisham from Cedar Crest Brewery. And I want to hear what's going on with Kate down there and what the and with our local brewers, which is another great kind of a takeoff business that we've seen in Reading besides the coffee. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank, locally owned, locally operated. Of course, their board of directors is local. They have done so much for our community in a variety of different ways, mainly by moving dreams forward. But during this crisis with the PPP, they were just simply outstanding in helping people get that Paycheck Protection Program. And not just their own customers, but other people that weren't their customers, who are probably now their customers. And achieving the that assistance they needed to keep their businesses open. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. Three locations, one in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way, where Kate's at, and one at 1845 California Street, down from Jack's, and one at 192 Hartnell Avenue at the East Cypress Branch, there in the old Raley Shopping Center. We'll be right back after these messages. 64 degrees, 8:30 in the morning, going up to 96 today. All we hear is Radio Gaga, Radio Gaga.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Orchard Nutrition Center asks, what does it mean to be local? It's the Little League Baseball team. It's a smile and a wave from a neighbor you've known for years. Helping out a stranger just because it's the right thing to do. It's a lot like Orchard Nutrition Center, caring about the people and the community that you call home. Orchard Nutrition Center, since 1982, we're all in it together.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
This is Ted Leidy with the Northern Firearms Instruction Personal Protection Tip of the Day. If you have the ability to park in a garage or carport, do it. Criminals identify dark streets and alleys to target unsuspecting victims who are distracted with loading or unloading packages or children. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's the case, give us a call at NFI at 999-1822 or to find and register for one of our popular CCW or other firearm safety courses, visit us online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their life. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
They've got an awful lot of coffee.
Welcome
in
back.
Brazil.
The Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR.
Sue McClain comes through again.
My producer, I have the best producers in the world. And when we run in here, what are you going to talk about? I said, I want a song on turtles, because yesterday was Turtle Bay. I said, I want a song on turtles. And she looks at me, and she runs back in there. Sure enough, she said, you have to get past the first two lines. And the third line started out with, and being a turtle.
Well, Sam and I both thought of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles theme song right away when you said that. So.
Well, that's because you're at a different... Hey, different pay grade than I am, son. Okay. Hey, on the line we have Kate Grisham from the Cedar Crest Brewing. Good morning, Kate. Thanks for waiting and having to listen to all of us.
Oh, it was quite entertaining.
Yeah, that's us. Quite entertaining.
This is the Chamber Hour, Kate, and that's what we're all about.
And the Chamber Hour is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in our downtown, believes in our community. And they said, well, what can we do? And I said, well, why don't we have a Chamber of Commerce Hour? And so they sponsored it. And we really appreciate that from Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Jake, I have to say, you bring in somebody, you know, different businesses, which is the whole idea behind this. Yep. And businesses, not just new businesses, well, but a fairly new business that has just kicked butt in North America when it comes to overall quality of their product here. Of course, Theory Coffee. But then we have Cedar Crest Brewing, who is another butt kicker out there. So, Kate, tell us a little bit about you and Cedar Crest.
All right. Well, you're no stranger to the story. I think that we've spoken about this in the past.
Uh-huh.
So Cedar Crest has kind of a unique story. We started off in downtown Red Bluff, and we actually started off as a collaboration between Enjoy the Store, the Red Bluff Enjoy the Store, and then also Cedar Crest Vineyards. And when we were originally kind of building out what Enjoy the Store in downtown Red Bluff would look like, we thought it would be really fun to create a small gathering space. There was kind of these terms floating around third spaces. Where do your, you know, locals or friends and family go to gather? And so we took a look at, like, all the different vineyards that were in Tama County, because we knew we wanted to keep with the theme of local that Enjoy the Store had, you know, really kind of created from an ethos perspective, and offer local wine tasting. So we reached out to a couple of different vineyards. In fact, we made a proposition to one that was not Cedar Crest. And they just sort of said, no, we're just not, you know, we're not there quite yet. And it was actually when I was working on another project, which was called the Tama Trail, that I met Jim and Corey Livingston, who are the owners of Cedar Crest. And I kind of just floated the idea past them, and their eyes lit up, and they got super excited. And I just knew right then and there that there was this charisma between my husband and I, Brandon, and Jim and Corey Livingston. And we just had this sort of like-minded spirit to like really build community. So within Enjoy the Store for about 4 years, we had a little wine bar in the back. And Sam, he used to sell his coffee and his cold brew in our place. So Sam
That's
and
right.
I, you know, kind of worked together for all these years too. So it was really kind of a neat thing that happened. And then Mark, who is our head brewer, kind of brought up the idea of, like, how do we – people are coming up to the vineyard. They want beer. We make beer. We've been home brewers for basically ever. So what if we, you know, kind of come up with some of the home brews that we've had for the last 20 years, and offer them as just kind of a tasting up here at the vineyard? So they did that, and it wasn't but just a few months later that the brewery part of the business just took off. So we collectively got together and started offering Cedar Crest Brewing within the downtown Red Bluff kind of Enjoy the Store space, if you will. which is, you know, kind of created a great story and a little bit of confusion, too, because, you know, if you're down in Revloc, people will absolutely say, let's go to the Enjoy store for beer. But if you're coming, you know, out of the area and you Google brewery near me, you're coming into Cedar Crest Brewery. So it's been this fun little evolution over the last, what is now, 8 years, creating a gathering space, or like I said, that third space in downtown Red Bluff.
Well,
and
I mean, Kate, you've created a really wonderful environment there. Years ago, I went in there, and it was one of those, like, happy accident kind of situations where you come in and you're like, oh, my gosh, this is more than an Enjoy store. And to have the wine and the beer and the gathering place and the history of downtown Red Bluff and everything, really cool. And then when I found out that you guys were eyeing downtown Reading, you know, I was over the moon about that, because I thought we're gonna be able to replicate some of that magic here. And it's so exciting to have you be part of the fabric of what's been an amazing tapestry over the last couple of years in downtown Reading. So thanks for being in Reading and investing here, too.
Yeah, well, we're really excited, and I've been, you know, really, really enthusiastic about all the work that's been happening in downtown Reading. And, you know, just kind of as a side note, you know, we collectively, Cedar Crest Brewing, believe so deeply in downtowns. We believe that, you know, downtowns are the heart and the soul of the community. And so when we were actually in a great position to have to upgrade our brewery system, because we were having a hard time keeping up with the production with our little brewery system just for Red Bluff, we thought, well, it's a really good time. If we're going to expand anyways, we might as well look at opening a second tasting room. And it was just, a no-brainer that we wanted to be a part of all of the energy and all of the magic that is being created by some really awesome and enthusiastic people in downtown Reading.
Well, I think you've probably gotten into this, Kate, at a great time for downtown Reading, with all the building that's going on and all the things that are happening, the motel there. Which one was that? The Pine Street Motel that was just a what was that called? The Pine Street Inn or something that you're tearing down right now.
Oh, the Reading Inn.
The Reading Inn they're tearing that down right now, yeah. And we don't know what that's going to look like yet. But it could be a multi-story. I'm not talking two stories. It could be four stories, or as big as they want to make it. And then, of course, you've got the K2 buildings going on all over the place. Our downtown is going to be stupendous. Yep. And it's going to be new, and we're going to have so many neat things happening. I mean, you picked a great time. Roll in here.
I want to know this, though. I want to know, Kate, can you tell me what's the story of the frogs of Cedar Crest? And also talk about your husband's craftsmanship and that bar that you'll experience.
There's a lot of pond names in here.
Yeah, so the frogs, I wish I had a super romantic, cool brand story about the frogs, but the best that I've been able to come up with is that Mark, our brewer, one of his childhood friends is a phenomenal illustrator. He works for Lucasfilm. He's done some incredible work. In fact, if you look deep into our logo, there's some cedar trees in the background. And those trees are actually the exact illustrations from one of the Star Wars movies.
Awesome.
Because this guy, this illustrator that created them, Matt Williams, is he's that illustrator. So basically, when you are friends with that talented of a designer, you get what you get and you don't throw a fit.
I hear you.
But the frogs actually come from Corey Livingston. She is sort of the mama of our company. So again, Jim and Corey are mine and Brandon's partners, and she absolutely loves frogs. And so, given that he grew up kind of in that, he thought, you know, there's so much you can do with frogs. And you know, when they gave me the first four illustrations, because I'm obviously kind of like the brand person, I just said, don't change a darn thing. We can do so much with these, and they're just so great. And you know, Sam mentioned something a little bit earlier. He used the word craft. And that really is part of, like, the center or the cornerstone behind Cedar Crest Brewing. Everything we do, we're doing in sort of that craft style, from, you know, small handcrafted batches to handcrafted spaces for connection. We're, you know, you talked about those bars.
And all the surprises underneath. I think that was pretty neat just to see, like, you know, how that was made and what you'll discover.
Yeah, so super cool. My husband is definitely a craftsman, kind of an artist. But what he would say is that the wood, which comes from Phillips Brothers Mill, not sure if you or the listeners are, you know, familiar, but the only steam-driven mill in the country is in Oak Run, and it is just absolutely phenomenal, a phenomenal experience unto itself. But the wood is absolutely stunning. So inside our both of our tasting rooms, and specifically in Reading, I don't even know how long that bar is. It is really long. It's got to be, I don't know. Somebody help me. I'm dimensionally challenged. It's really
huge. Yeah.
And it kind of has this waterfall kind of stacking look.
Yeah.
And then inside the bar, my husband has like carved out what he calls these little moments. And they're kind of strategically placed in front of every bar stool. And there's about 40 bar stools. So, you know, however long that is.
That's got to be like 80 feet.
Yeah, 80 feet 80 is what feet. I was thinking, too.
You
yeah,
were not going to say that. The biggest, the only way he could describe it was large. Yeah, good word, Jake. But you have 40
it's
bar
the,
stools.
It is the, listen to this, it's the best. It's the greatest.
It's huge.
It is huge.
Okay.
It's
huge. Just, we got to take a break. First, I have to ask you, Kate. Now, you have tastings, right? I mean, you can come in and taste every one of the brews that you have.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
I
tell you what, I'm grabbing a couple of my friends, and we're going to sit down and take three of those seats. Wait a minute. Can we sit together, or are we spaced there?
You can do what makes you feel most comfortable.
You know what? Thank you. Defy the governor. That's what we're going to do. We're going to sit together, and we're going to go through your tasting. And I can't, frankly, the one I'm looking forward to is the Rocky Pond Red.
Oh, you know what? That red is one of our highest rated beers. Well, reds are not easy to make, and Mark has worked his magic on that one.
Okay. All right.
And did Mark just have a birthday?
Mark's birthday was yesterday.
I thought
happy
so.
Birthday,
yeah,
Mark.
Well, it's Jake's birthday tomorrow. So happy birthday,
fun.
Jake.
See, you took the bait there.
Yeah, Jake's the being hitting the big 4-0.
Yeah,
tomorrow.
It's true, Kate. It's true.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I have boots older than
him. Don't tell anybody, okay?
I have boots
Look
older
at this,
than Jake.
Our little Jake is all grown up.
Hey, we got to take a break here. And hang on, Kate. We'll be back here. Because
okay.
I know you got some things planned. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair, a veteran-owned business that he doesn't practice the art of fixing windshields. This guy's a master at it. Whether it's a little bitty chip or a crack over 2 feet in length, Jeff Wurst can fix it. If he can't fix it, he's not going to waste your time, your money, and just tell you, hey, no, you need to do something else here. But he can fix almost anything. He fixed a 12-inch crack in my windshield 13 years ago, and you still can't see it. I can't say enough about him. Like I said, a man of integrity, a man that knows what he's doing. He's the old world craftsman when it comes to windshields. He's located at 3208 South Market Street, or you can give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. We'll be right back with Chamber of Commerce. All of this, of course, sponsored by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Reading Electric Utility Director Dan Beans. REU is proud to be part of the economic relief to our customers during this difficult time. All REU customers are receiving $250 in credits on their City of Reading utility accounts. In the near future, commercial customers will have the ability to make monthly payments on their outstanding utility account balance for up to 24 months with no interest. REU and the Chamber of Commerce are proud to work together to assist commercial customers as we move forward. Visit readingchamber.com or cityofreading.org for more information or questions related to this important local effort.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
HGA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. Shasta Regional Medical Center, located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading, has the fastest possible transit and admission of emergency patients. We at Shasta Medical Center are dedicated to all patients who need care, regardless of their ability to pay. Shasta Regional Medical Center, delivering patient-centered health care with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels from SunPower. And with the electric company's rolling blackouts, Powerhouse Solar can make sure your family is not left in the dark. We have generators and battery backup systems designed for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Room. It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author, and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to 3-5 Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. Tomorrow, Clark and Clark are on. And Trish and Sharon Clark. Well, Trish Clark and Sharon Clark, they're not related. Oh, maybe they are. They're going to be on the show tomorrow. And are you tired of not having a haircut? Cypress Square Barbershop, Man's Last Stronghold, is open for business, and they do everything by appointments. Give them a call at 244-9478. It is, you know, if I may say it, the best place in the world to get a haircut. Cypress Square Barbershop. We're on the phone with Kate Gresham, who is the general manager and, I don't know, just the person to call when you want to talk about Cedar Crest Brewing, that has their a tasting room here in town next on Plaza Street next to Enjoy the Store. And you've got something coming up called the Ale Trail. Is that correct?
Actually, much like Sam was talking about in sort of coordination with the Reading City Identity Project, we are in the brainstorming process still to try to create a experience that links the breweries together, sort of like in a passport style. The concept is that people could visit all of the different breweries, earn a stamp on a passport, and then they would be rewarded with some sort of prize. Maybe it's a commemorative pint glass or a growler or, you know, something along those lines. So the breweries were still kind of in, like Sam said, that brainstorm phase. And, you know, admittedly, some of our planning and our work has been a little stunted by this thing that we call COVID-19, where we all hunkered down and had to really focus on our businesses.
It makes sense. And what we're really excited about is that we've got all of these wonderful craft brewing companies here in town, and this is a way of bringing greater awareness, not necessarily for people outside of the community, but for the people in Reading to realize what we have. I mean, the whole thing was the premise anyway of the Reading City Identity Project was to improve messaging, aesthetics, and experiences in our community for the people of Reading, and for us to say we don't have to travel outside of town to experience really awesome stuff. So this is one of those projects that I think is going to really shed some great light on talent and quality and things that we can be proud of here.
I think any type of event that does that is good for our town, but it's also good for our local economy, and it's good for our local businesses here, which is, of course, what we push real hard here.
The other thing about Kate that she would not probably bring up today because it's pretty esoteric, but she married into this Grissom family, and so one of her relatives is actually a World Series champion for the 1954 New York Giants named Marv Grissom. And he actually played a significant role in one of the games of the World Series when they swept the Indians, who had won more games than anybody in baseball that year. So pretty cool side story. Just wanted to mention that, too. It's one of the things you'll discover at the bar at Cedar Crest Brewing.
Aw, thanks. Thanks for plugging Marv. He was an amazing human. I didn't know him as a baseball player, but he was a fantastic grandpa and someone I deeply, deeply respected and admired.
I tell you what, Kate, you know what? I will just say it on the air. I have not been down to your place, but I can tell you what. The show's over. What time do y'all open?
Yeah. So right now we're still kind of on those limited. We're trying to build our hours back up. So we are Tuesday through Friday, 3 p.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday, 12 p.m. to 8 p.m.
Well, but I'm just going to have to come on down there because we're close. You know, we live close to downtown. And come down there and put ourselves there and just do a little beer tasting. And I have a friend that loves IPAs.
You could scooter there. You could walk there. You could stumble home from there.
I could stumble home from there. Literally, I could stumble home from there.
Just wait for the train to pass and you're good.
Well, I always do for that.
Okay, good.
And you know, I have the train alert necklace that gives me a shock if I try to walk across the tracks. Kate, thanks a lot for being with us today. And it won't be the last time. When you get the Ale Trail going, we're going to have you on. We'll be talking about it and getting that word out to everybody.
Thank you. I'd love to come back.
You bet. Jake, got like 4 minutes left, and you know, and Sam's here, of course, from Collaborative. Theory. Collaborative Coffee, which has been a great success in town. Been here for 2 years, but you expect that from Marines. I mean, they don't stop when it starts.
And keep going.
She, you know, my wife says, your significant other says that you need a mission in life. If you don't have a mission, you're not happy.
That's right.
You know, so you sit there, and when you finish something, you kind of start looking around. For us, it was bringing in the FM. And I'm sure that you've got plans because you've been doing so well. Jake, what are we looking for here in the next year?
Well, for me, what I've heard anyway from a lot of the listening today to Sam and to Kate is I hear, you know, passion. I love the story that the visual that Sam told of when something grips you and just won't let you go. That was coffee for me. And the cool factor has gone up in downtown Reading, certainly with folks like Sam, with Kate, the culture that is being created and spotlighted in town is really exemplified through entrepreneurs like Kate and Sam. And then when you think about Reading as this trailhead to adventure or this base camp to adventure, you're really being able to, I guess, plug into that. If you're a cyclist, and cyclist being someone who likes to stay on the pavement or a mountain bike rider who's out there on those amazing trails that we've got, you come into downtown, which you could cruise downhill into downtown right when you're done with your ride and find your way to Theory Collaborative or Cedar Crest Brewing or the Bike Depot in the future. And, just what is culture anyway? It's something that you, as Rachel Hatcher McConnell would say, it's like something that you stumble upon and it's one of those things where you know it when you see it kind of a thing. We're not trying too hard right now to create a culture. It's already here. And I think this is exciting because it's authentically Reading. And, so I'm looking forward to people discovering that. And, you know, I'm sensing self-esteem rising around the community. And that's a really good thing, too. We can have great things. We can win awards in North America. And it's happening. So all of that is great. I mean, from a Chamber of Commerce standpoint, we just want to help amplify that and let people know that it's occurring and they're seeing it. So
I think so.
Yeah. I'll mention this too, is that, I was on the phone and emailing exchange, of email with a company that called us and said, we are considering moving our headquarters to Reading from a location in a metro area, and can't disclose anything else but to say that they said we're 95% sure we're going to do it.
Great. And is this another California company or is it a something from
I'll just leave it at that. Let's say that it is a California company. So I think what it does is not only are we a tourism destination, but we are going to be a relocation destination, too. Kind of the last bastion of affordability in the state, too.
And I tell you what, after this, after the COVID-19, there are a lot of people, and I'm sure a lot of businesses are thinking, you know what, I don't want to be here. It's too restrictive. And coming up to a place like Shasta County, of course, it's a great place to live. Our schools are good. Yeah. I mean, we've got great medical here. And if we can get in that high-speed fiber optic cable, that will be a huge game changer.
I reached out to our city manager. He said in 3 to 4 months, we're going to know a lot more about that and the prospects of the grant that they are going for. So
that's super. Yep. Okay. Jake, thanks a lot for being with us. Sam, of course, anytime for you all to come in.
Thanks for allowing us to do this, Carl.
It's been
great.
You know, I tell you what, we want to thank Shasta Regional Medical
Absolutely.
Center
thank you, Casey.
Yeah, for sponsoring this, because there's so much great information. Everybody have a great day. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Let's all be good guys out there.
Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.